This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Government negotiators from nearly 200 countries have adopted a new deal on climate action. AP's Jennifer King has more.
After 2 weeks of talks, envoys at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, accepted a compromise agreement. It was aimed at keeping alive the international goal to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit. Nation after nation complained that the deal isn't enough to fend off flooding, heat, drought, and weather disasters that endanger millions, but in the end said it provides some progress, if not success. U.S. Special Climate Envoy John Kerry encouraged delegates to accept the imperfect proposal.
You can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
In a last-minute intervention, India watered down the language on cutting emissions from coal. Indian Environment Minister Bhupender Yadav.
Developing countries have a right to their fair share of the global carbon budget and are entitled to the responsible use of fossil fuels.
The Glasgow Climate Pact includes some financial incentives for poorer nations and solves a long-standing problem to pave the way for carbon trading. I'm Jennifer King.
At least five people were killed and several others wounded when Sudanese security forces opened fire on demonstrators in Khartoum and elsewhere in the country Saturday. The Sudan Doctors Committee said four people died from gunshots and one suffocated from tear gas in Khartoum and Omdurman on Saturday. Several other protesters were wounded, including from gunshots. The rallies came 2 days after military coup leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan reappointed himself the head of the Sovereign Council, Sudan's interim governing body. Thursday's move angered the pro-democracy alliance and frustrated the United States and other countries that have urged the military to reverse its coup.